So I want to say welcome to everybody. Thank you for being on the call this evening. And we have representatives here from Saskatchewan and a couple of people from New York and Alberta. And so there's a variety of different provinces and states represented. So that's very cool. So thank you. I want to start off with some announcements. The past episodes of these calls are now posted on my website, which is donnaroth.com, www.donnaroth.com, in a podcast format. And you can listen to them and you can share them with others. And absolutely share them. We are about transforming the health of nations. That's what our whole mission is. So that's the first announcement. There is one very simple common sense fact we need to know. We need nutrition to sustain our health. And that nutrition today in the year 2015 simply cannot be bought in a grocery store any longer. And I'm telling you that Nature's Sunshine has meticulous quality controlled superfoods. And just make these superfoods as part of your grocery store list. And I'm just going to list some of them really quickly. Mineral Chi Tonic provides you with the minerals that you are missing in the foods that you buy from a grocery store. And tonic herbs. Green Zone, all the phytonutrients from green plants and other herbs. Flax Lignins. One scoop of lignans is equivalent to 2 to 5 gallons of flax seed. It's been scientifically documented that these lignans, will bind toxic xenoestrogens, which is produced by candida. So it binds them and moves them out through the intestinal tract. We have chlorophyll that comes from alfalfa. And it's also got lots of trace minerals because the alfalfa roots grow deep down into Mother Earth as far as 30 to 50 feet deep sometimes and pick up all kinds of trace minerals and through the process of photosynthesis convert them to bioavailable minerals. So the same concept that we find in the Green Zone and in Mineral Chi Tonic. We have liquid calcium, which can be easily put into a smoothie. We have aloe vera juice, which is a superfood that's been known for centuries. We have Solstic Energy, Solstic Nutrition, and Stixated. And these are critical. These are the foundation to all disease condition. We simply need to know we are nutrient deficient. And you can buy your products from Nature's Sunshine using one of two ways. You can be a preferred customer where you get 10% discount, or you can go on to the Sunshine Reward Program where you get 20% discount, free shipping, and points redeemable for free products. And this is available in Canada. But you must do two things. You purchase the products monthly for 4 consecutive months minimum. And each month, your order must be 135 PV points. If anybody on the call is interested, please let me know. You can call me or you can just go email me. All that information is on my website, donnaroth.com. And last of all, the guest speaker that I have arranged for next week on Monday is Carol Nelson on the topic of cholesterol preventing cancer. This evening I want to talk about Bev, and Bev has submitted her success story and given me permission to read it to you. And Bev is presently on a holiday. And so here is her story. My name is Bev from Crow's Nest Pass, Alberta. In 2011, I noticed a strange spot on my hand. Okay, excuse me. I am getting some feedback. Okay, it's gone away now. So I'll start again. My name is Bev from Crow's Nest Pass, Alberta. In 2011, I noticed a strange spot on my hand that was always an unusual scab. That summer, I subconsciously applied additional sunscreen to that location, but otherwise chose to ignore this thing. Also, in the spring of 2011, my friend wanted to fight cancer in a non-traditional way. She asked if I would support her and wanted me to listen to an educational program to understand her thinking and the program. This is how I was introduced to the CALL, capital C-A-L-L, the PAPA program, and Donna Roth. Thanks to my friend Dee for encouraging me to listen to this teaching. In listening to the CALL, I was educated about cancer and what it is and not what I thought. I thought cancer was often genetic, a dreaded disease that was consuming and final. I wasn't sure why people got it. I'm sorry, I'm getting a feedback here again. So if you haven't pressed star 6, please do so because there is a feedback happening here. Okay? Thank you. In listening to the CALL, I was educated about cancer and what it is and not what I thought. I thought cancer was genetic, a dreaded disease that was consuming and final. I wasn't sure why people got it. Thought it was somehow connected to bad food and chemicals and that it's definitely happening too often nowadays. On the CALL, I learned that it is an infection, that it is fed by sugar and candida and connected to an injury. More importantly, I heard there was hope to stop the ravage of this feared disease by changes in lifestyle, particularly in how we feed ourselves, herbs, and supplementation. That was very agreeable with my way of thinking. We need to clean up our physical, emotional, and nutritional environments. You see, clear back in 2007, I had started to see a naturopath because I was not well. The medical doctors could not give me a diagnosis, but I was on the couch all afternoon because that was all I could do. The naturopath found that I had a very high systemic yeast count, candida count, low thyroid, non-existent adrenal function, huge digestive and colon issues, plus circulation problems due to venous insufficiency. His regimen got me slowly better in a year so that I had the beginnings of life again. I continued a support supplementation with him. Each year since 2007, there was a gradual improvement. But candida seemed to still be in the shadows and haunting my health. So by late 2011, and after hearing the information on the CALL about candida and its connection to cancer, I had warning bells going off in my head. I noticed that the spot on my hand had become more irregular in shape, reddened on the edges, grown in size, and never healed. I did not get a medical biopsy for my own personal reasons, but I knew in my heart of hearts that these symptoms I was seeing were all warning signs that I could not keep ignoring. I knew that I should not be afraid of what these signs were telling me, as I now had a different understanding of cancer. And now I had a way to deal with this. I first took myself off the naturopath's supplements and moved over to Nature Sunshine products. I needed to prove to myself that the quality of these products would promote stability in the health that I had worked hard to regain. With that proven, I moved on to deal with my hand because something was still very wrong. I then decided to do the PAPA program in March of 2012 and worked up to 15 PAPA capsules a day. I ate according to the program's way of eating and took most of the supplements suggested, including Pawpaw, Mineral Chi Tonic, Chlorophyll, Prutis Plus, Cat's Claw, Astragalus, Colitrim, Flax Lignans, Cascara Sagrada for the bowels, Omega-3, and Vitamin D3. I also applied Pawpaw directly to the spot 2 times a day. I mixed the Pawpaw with a tincture of Podarco. I could feel it work as it was applied, and I continued that over 3 months. In the summer of 2012, I was fortunate to visit Donna in her office, where she examined me with her Zytoscan. Donna advised me that 2 additional products would prop up my body. I also needed digestive enzymes that would directly assist my digestion of the supernutrients that I was eating. Proteas Plus is meant to break down the proteins in the walls of the cancer cells. And BPC, which is a blood purifier. These were added to my program. So, by November 2012, the spot finally healed. The scab that would not heal had finally turned back into normal, proper skin. I then discontinued the use of the Pawpaw internally, but today I still remain on good nutrition and take supplemental supports. Not only did the spot heal, but I had other health benefits that I would like to share with you. Number one, my brain cleared up from steady brain fog. The candida was curbed. Number two, my energy and endurance gradually improved. Number three, the color of my skin went from pale and lacking color back to a healthier tone with rosy cheeks. Number four, the winter before Pawpaw, I had 4 colds. Last winter, I had 0. So my immune system is functioning again, doing its job. Number five, my weight dropped to my normal from my mid-20s, even though I am a mom of 4 and a grandma to 9. Number six, my colon is behaving and digestion works good as long as I am mindful of what I eat and with continued support. Number seven, I am a firm believer in the detriment of eating sugar and grains. Number eight, I believe that our bodies are designed to heal. We need to give it the tools. I have worked that path and had success. The program worked for me. I am quite a disciplined person and stuck to it very steadfastly. From childhood, I have always had weak areas with my health. I know that it is important that I stay diligent in caring for my health, nutrition, and supplement supports. This summer, I finally returned to a medical doctor after 7 years of avoidance to have my regular annual checkup updated. The doctor said to me after reporting the lab results, quote, "Bev, I don't know what you are doing, but it is not good for my business, but it is good for your health," end of quote. He has no idea of all the things I do for my health, and I will continue. So I now want to thank Donna for her teaching on the call, for the tools it has given me to improve my health, and also to be able to help others on their journey. Signed, Bev. And I have some comments in regards to Bev. So number one, this is what I would like to add. Bev was open-minded, open heart, and willing to learn. She was willing to change her thinking from cancer is a genetic disease, a dreaded disease that was consuming and final, to cancer is an infection fed by sugar and candida, and that it starts from an injury. Number two, Bev knew something was wrong. She was on the call, but she never thought that nutrition could fix it. Number three, Bev did not turn to the most common sense approach initially, but she went to a medical doctor for a diagnosis. My question is, how can a diagnosis solve any health issue? Number four, I want to point out that even in 2007, Bev already had the symptoms of cancer. She started the PAPA program in 2011, which was 4 years later. Number five, when the spot on her hand did not heal, she did not go to a medical doctor. She took on a nutritional program after the call. I am quite certain that most of the people out there are harboring cancer. It is an epidemic, but they simply do not know it. I know from studying Dr. McDougall, who looked after Steve Jobs' cancer, he mathematically calculated that the cancer that Steve Jobs was harboring in his pancreas started when he was in his 20s. Steve Jobs died when he was in his 50s. The symptoms we experience are signs that we are seriously nutrition deficient. But that knowledge is never given to us. A diagnosis is not necessary for you to do the PAPA program. We seem to think we need to be diagnosed with cancer in order to do the PAPA program. It is for anyone and everyone. Number six, Bev listened to the calls regularly. She became empowered by the calls and fear left. She was now not afraid of cancer. She knew that her body was created to heal and that she could heal her body. Number seven, Bev knew this would take time. She started the PAPA program in March of 2012, and in November, the spot on her hand was totally healed. And presently, we tend to think that something should heal within a few short weeks. If we think of a broken bone, then we know that it takes at least 3 months to heal a broken bone, and oftentimes longer. Number eight, Bev didn't stop taking the high-dense nutrition just because her hand was healed. This is 2015, and she continues to take smoothies and high-dense nutrition. Oftentimes, in working with clients, they tend to think that their cancer is gone and they no longer need to take superfoods. I am here to tell you, I have taken superfoods for over 30 years. I don't plan to quit. We can't be healing our bodies internally, and we cannot sustain good health unless we put high-dense, good nutrition into our body on a daily basis. So with that, I'm going to turn to my talk on cancer. I want to define cancer so that we can understand what it is. Cancer is an out-of-control, mutated cell growth that happens when there is an injury and the repair of that injury by the stem cells is not made because there's lack of oxygen and lack of nutrition. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area become mutated by fungal infection. So we can take this definition apart. For cancer to occur, there is an injury. Cells don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. They replicate according to the law of nature, which is to heal an injury. And even Dr. McDougall said, cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. For cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate unless all the required nutrients are in place. which is why we use the superfood smoothies. For cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication cannot take place. Dr. Blass said this, oxidation is the source of life. Its lack causes impaired health and disease. Its cessation causes death. For cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area so that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic debris. For cancer to occur, there is a fungal infection. That toxic debris in that injured area leads to a fungal infection. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. So in all of these disease conditions, including cancer, we talk about five pillars. And those five pillars are injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. There is no simple magic pill that will just come along and cure your cancer. So let's discuss each one of these pillars. Injury. The fact that cancer started from an injury was well known even 100 years ago because Dr. Ziegler, who wrote the medical textbook of general pathology, taught this in universities in 1903. And he said this, the causes of tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing and scratches. So we know that there is physical injuries involved in cancer. Now, a physical injury could also cause a trapped blood clot internally, and if the lymphatic system is not able to disperse it, then a cancerous tumor could be the result. Exploratory surgeries can cause injuries. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethra internally. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries, and I've never had one in my life, and I don't plan to have one. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. A sunburn can cause injury. Chemotherapy causes chemical injury. Root canal procedures can cause injuries. Certain drugs, such as antibiotics, can cause gut permeability called leaky gut, which is injury to the stomach walls and intestinal walls. Alcohol can cause an injury to the liver, kidneys, or pancreas. Lectins that are found in present-day grains, we're talking about toxic anti-nutrients, cause injury to the gut, known as leaky gut, and escapes into the bloodstream where they accumulate in various organs and tissues of the body, continuing with injuries. Phytates, which are found in present-day grains, are known to deplete vitamin D3 and numerous minerals. And if those nutrients are not in place, you can see where an injury can start in a vulnerable internal organ. Chemical toxins can cause injuries. Let's look at injuries coming from a nutritional deficiency. Today, our agricultural practices have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. It's scientifically documented, if you read my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, that foods today, I should say more accurately, according to the scientific study, that foods in 1991 were so deficient you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to give you the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. Dr. Mercola stated you'd have to eat 28 apples to give you the same nutrient one apple gave you way back there in the 1940s. Today, meats are 54% less iron, broccoli 75% less calcium, fruits 27% less zinc, spinach 60% less iron. How can the stem cells do their job of cell repair, organ repair, tissue repair, if they are lacking the essential building blocks? Another point, Antoine Bechamp in 1860 said, if there is a deficiency of even one mineral element, then morbid waste matter will accumulate. Dr. Linus Pauling in the 1970s, he was the father of vitamin C. He said you can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. Dr. Huldah Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers. And she showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Now, I know some people think that parasites come from the meat that we eat. I beg to differ. When you start to see the accumulation of toxic debris internally, that toxic debris invites parasite or parasitical infestation. Think about the prostate. It's a particularly a vulnerable area for candida. If candida in the prostate area, then it's easy for parasites to infest that area. And a parasite can cause an injury to the membrane internally, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant. An accumulation of toxic debris internally can cause viruses or invite viruses. Think about cervical cancers, which can be caused by human papillomavirus. And a vaccine will never prevent that from happening, but a detoxification will. Infections can start an injury. Think about an infection such as hepatitis in the liver. It only happens when there is an accumulation of toxic debris in the liver. And we do not use antibiotics when we address infections. We use cat's claw combination in high doses, I would say 4 capsules, 3 or 4 times a day, taken along with Silver Shield. It works every single time. I'm talking specifically Nature Sunshine products, which I trust with all of my heart because I've seen results over and over again in working with my clients for a period of over 30 years. Dr. Scott Livingston and Siebert, they found microbes in every cancer case. Once again, microbes grow in toxic, unhealthy tissue, thereby causing an injury. Dr. Versendahl, Simoncini, Lustig, and there were even many other doctors today that said the cancer injury can be caused by candida yeast in our body. Candida yeast is fed by sugar and starches, which convert to sugar, grains that are very starchy in 2015, and they never used to be so high in starch in 1940, they convert to sugar. Things like antibiotics and various drugs feed candida. And candida grows a tendril structure, or a kind of like a root structure, and that pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. Candida then escapes into the bloodstream, where it makes the blood sticky and heavy, and that impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients. Candida produces toxic estrogens called xenoestrogens, and those xenoestrogens are known to feed cancer. Those toxic xenoestrogens are also known scientifically to destroy the function of the thyroid. And what does the thyroid do? It controls metabolism. It controls iodine sources. Iodine sources are necessary for radiation absorption. You've heard Bev's story. She had a candida problem and she had low thyroid function. It's always related. And then xenoestrogens will scramble up all the hormones, and they're the misery behind infertility, menopause, PMS, and all those kind of things. And to top it all off, candida with these false estrogens weakens collagen production, and consequently, without collagen, an inner membrane can crack. And bingo, there's your injury. Antibiotics also rob good natural intestinal flora from our intestinal tract. And antibiotics are also known to cause leaky gut syndrome, and they can escape into the bloodstream as toxic unwanted debris, causing inflammation. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered, and she was a scientist way back there in 1950s, she worked in the lab, and she worked on vaccinating hamsters. And she discovered that vaccines were a direct contributing factor to cancer. She injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured and discovered these hamsters got various types of cancers. She reported her findings to her colleagues and told them and warned them if they were to institute the vaccine program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer in 20 years. She said that in 1957. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer. That is very well documented by Dr. Edward Shorter. Sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. It robs calcium from your teeth. Sugar robs minerals from your teeth. We all know that because it causes cavities, holes in the teeth. Think about what sugar can do to your organs internally. And back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger, who received a Nobel Prize, found. He watched rats, actually, in a sugar warehouse. And they were all kinds of them were getting cancer. So he repeated this observation in a laboratory setting to prove that sugar feeds cancer. Then we have injuries that can come from toxic heavy metals, which we find in fillings in the teeth if we happen to have mercury fillings. We find toxic heavy metals in all vaccinations, all flu shots, all tetanus shots. And these heavy metals get into the blood. They make the blood sticky and heavy and lead to inflammation and impede blood circulation. Dr. Hamer studied cancer as well, and he said cancer comes from emotions, strong negative emotions, anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred, and so on. When you think about it, if we experience any of those strong negative emotions, we know how acid accumulates right in our solar plexus, in our stomach area. Now, over a period of time, those strong negative emotions causes an overload of toxic acids. And those acids can eat away at membranes of vulnerable internal organs. So one thing we must know is that cancer starts from an injury. And cancer, and that injury requires a framework of building blocks known as nutrition in order to repair and heal that injury. So what happens when there is an injury? In an injury, the brain sets up a message to the injured area called current of injury. And that sets up an ionic field around the injured area. And that ionic field, that kind of electromagnetic field, triggers the stem cells into action. There are stem cells in every organ and gland of our body, and their purpose is cell replication. So now there's an injury. The brain has sent a current of injury to the injured area, and that ionic field has triggered the stem cells into action, into the process of cell replication for the purpose of repairing that injured area. Now, the stem cells, in order for them to do their job, require their building blocks, minerals, amino acids, vitamins, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, and so on. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, the stem cells are then really happy because they can rebuild the cells, they can replicate healthy cells, and these healthy cells repair the injured membrane. And at the point that the injured membrane is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops, and the stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury stops. However, if we are missing minerals, then how can the stem cells do their job? We start to see that healthy cell replication cannot take place, and the current of injury continues. So we start to see why there is continuous cell replication happening in cancer. One of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to feed the body, feed your stem cells all the essential nutrients required for healthy cell repair. Let's talk about inflammation and elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've mentioned candida, I've mentioned toxic heavy metals from vaccinations and from mercury fillings in the teeth, and I mentioned antibiotics. Those all poke holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. They all escape into the bloodstream. I've mentioned lectins and phytates that are found in our present-day grains. And all of these toxins now are unwanted residues that are heavy. Then they make the blood sticky. And that puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which that blood is flowing. And this stress and this weight causes the tiny holes in the capillary walls to dilate. And when that happens, then these toxic food particles, these toxic lectins, heavy metals, start to move out from the blood. They escape through the holes in the capillary walls and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the blood has blood plasma proteins whose job it is to transport oxygen and water and nutrients to the various cells and tissues. And these blood plasma proteins also leak out through the capillary walls, and they pool, or they, I shouldn't say pool, they attract sodium, and sodium attracts water, and they also accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. So now this pool of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and this toxic debris creates a swelling, which is the first process of inflammation. And this is never a problem if there is a healthy lymphatic system. The healthy lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, which is near the neck, in the neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty, fluidy part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium and all those toxins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But imagine what starts to happen when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by our use of drugs and sugars and emotions, toxic emotions and stress, mercury fillings in the teeth, heavy metals from vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, and so on, antibiotics, and so on, you can start to see that that lymphatic system will be overloaded and it will start to malfunction. So now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and all these toxins, and over a period of time, this buildup leads to what we call chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen cannot reach the injured area. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg, a Nobel Prize winner in 1931, who said that when the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. And there is a big if now. If there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured, around that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation. Fermentation is fed by sugar. And the fermentation process produces ammonia and acids. So you have this accumulation of all this toxic debris, ammonia, acids. This is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus to become active. And the fungus integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, and it genetically defects cells as they replicate. So I am never convinced that genetic defects come from inherent birth defects. Oh, you poor soul, you have a cancer gene. It does not exist. The genetic defect happens when the fungus integrates into the stem cell line and mutates that cell, genetically defects it. So now we have a replication of fungal mutated cells, and these mutated cells cannot repair the injury. Consequently, that current of injury will continue with the continuous replication of mutated cells, which we diagnose or label as cancer. Most people in our society have no idea what cancer is. And if you do not know what it is, then fear takes over. The whole purpose of this call is to gain an understanding of what it is so that we can become empowered, just like Bev did, to take control of healing our own body. Cancer is an out-of-control growth of mutated cells that happen when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made because there's lack of nutrition, lack of oxygen, and the fungal infestation or infection takes place. So once we understand that, we can reverse the whole program. We can overcome cancer, or we can prevent it from happening. We stop feeding the cancer. We know that sugar and candida xenoestrogens feed it, so we eliminate sugars and yeast products, starches and grains and milk, which is high in sugar. We just don't have it. It feeds the cancer process, it feeds candida. Number two, we repair the injury. How do we do that? By giving our stem cells all the required nutrients for cell repair. We eat the right foods. Grass-fed meats, fish, seafood, eggs, vegetables, walnuts, almonds, seeds of all kinds, and berries, which are low glycemic and high in antioxidants, which keeps the oxygen levels higher at the cell level. And even if you're eating the right foods, we know from our agricultural practices that we don't have enough nutrients for cell repair, so we resort to the nature's sunshine superfoods. And we have 2 or 3 smoothies a day. And what do we put in our smoothies? Chinese mineral qi tonic for all those missing trace minerals and all those tonic herbs that feed the adrenals and feed all the glands in your body. We put aloe vera juice to help to heal the membrane internally. We use Collagen Plus for collagen powder because the candida internally is interfering with collagen production. We use Green Zone for all your amino acids, for phytonutrients, for all kinds of nutrients that your stem cells need. We use Solstick Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana, excellent in breaking up agglutination or sticky blood. And we can put berries of our choice, and we can add coconut milk if we so choose, and just water and blend this up, and it tastes delicious. And we don't need to do any kind of juicing. Besides, most people that do juicing at home juice apples and carrots and beets, and that's way too much sugar. Sugar feeds candida. Sugar feeds cancer. On top of that, we have this superfood smoothie is quality controlled. You really do not know the mineral content of your apples and carrots and spinach and whatever. But with Nature Sunshine Superfoods, I absolutely know they're meticulous quality controlled products. They are result oriented. On top of that, we take Super Omega 3. That makes the cells pliable so that oxygen can easily move into the cells and toxins can move out of the cells. And just like Bev did, we add extra vitamin D3 to replace the vitamin D that is lost by phytates found in grains 2015, documented by Dr. Cordain. And we want to now move into decreasing the inflammation. And this is where we use flax hull lignans to bind toxic xenoestrogens. And we use colostrum on an empty stomach to get into the bloodstream to bind toxic lectins. And we use chlorophyll to increase the oxygen levels in the bloodstream and so that it can flow more readily. We use Protease Plus enzymes on an empty stomach so that it can get into the bloodstream to digest undigested food particles and protein particles that get there from leaky gut caused by grains. And the Protease Plus enzymes also are known to break up the outer protein coating of cancer cells. They're designer enzymes. And we use cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system so that all the toxins can drain out through the elimination channels. And we work on the elimination channels. This is where we do a body systems questionnaire to find out which elimination channel we may need to work on. It could be the liver, it could be the kidneys, the bowels, the respiratory tract. And we need to find out the source of the inflammation. It is absolutely essential to determine the root cause of the inflammation or the source of the inflammation. And this is where I highly recommend that, number one, you do a consultation with me. And this is where you can communicate with me. And my communication phone number and so on is on my website, www.donnaroth.com. Or you can become involved in my TAFI program. TAFI is an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It's an educational program that teaches you all the sources of inflammation. We do it 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week for a period of 8 weeks. You work with me as your leader and a team of 6 people. The lessons are also sent to you so that you can run them off, put them in your binder. You always have them. They empower you. Education takes away your fear, as it did for Bev. We also work on increasing circulation by cleansing the blood of toxic heavy metals like iron and lead and metabolic wastes and toxic triglycerides. We use the oral chelation tablet called MC. And that's also a designer tablet. It was designed by Dr. McCausland many years ago. If your blood is clean, it will start to circulate very effectively. When it circulates better, it also increases your body temperature. Dr. Jernigan said, cells degenerate and die in direct proportion to the depletion of oxygen. And so we use the oral chelation tablet to cleanse the blood and increase the oxygen levels. And we activate elimination. I've talked about that. And we address the cancer infection by using antifungal herbs. And the one we use here is pawpaw. It's got 20 years of research by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin. It's the American pawpaw. It's not the Brazilian pawpaw. Dr. McLaughlin said, pawpaw is almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. How cool is that? And finally, we work on increasing the stem cell production. And we find that astragalus, that's found in cat's claw combination and also in mineral chitonic, increases stem cell production. And silver, the silver guard we have in from Nature Sunshine, which is a nano silver embedded into the water molecule, it also is known to increase the production of healthy stem cells in the bloodstream, and it's also known to get rid of a lot of various toxic debris that's floating around in the bloodstream. Many people have done this program very successfully. This evening, you heard Bev's story. It was written by her, and she gave me the permission to share it with you this evening. There are many other stories in Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. I want you to know that your body is created to heal, no matter what diagnosis you have been given. If you work on a healthy lifestyle and provide your body with high-dense superfoods, address inflammation, address the elimination channels, address the circulation, and address infection. And with this, I am going to turn the recording off and we'll open it up to question and answer.